Assembly Bill 1135 has been put over at the author's request, so we will not be taking that up. Just by way of also announcement, there's a proposed consent calendar consisting of six bills, AB 358, AB 709, AB 839, AB 840, AB 1123, and AB 1219, which we will take up when we have a quorum. And members, if you wish to pull any of these items, please notify me as soon as possible. When we have a quorum, we will proceed to approving the consent items. Okay, at this time, committee secretary informs me that AB 1670, Assembly Member Mendoza, will be, this bill will be taken up first. Assembly Member Mendoza, please present. I'd like to thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr.
And,
Chair.
And Assembly Member Mendoza, please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members, AB 1670 clarifies the filing requirements.
Excuse me. Pardon me. We do have a quorum. I'm sorry. We had a quorum, and then we lost it. Okay. I believe there was an assembly member out there.
Ng.
Here.
Emerson.
Here.
Bass. Carter.
Here.
Hayashi.
Here.
Hernandez.
Here.
Horton. Mays. Price. Tirico. We have a quorum.
We have a motion to approve consent.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved in second. Will you call the roll?
Ng.
Aye.
Ng, aye. Emerson?
Aye.
Emerson, aye. Bass? Bass, aye. Carter? Carter, aye. Hayashi?
Aye.
Hayashi, aye. Hernandez? Hernandez, aye. Horton? Mays? Price? Tirico. Consent calendar is adopted.
Thank you. We'll now proceed to Assemblymember Mendoza, and I apologize to those of you that didn't understand the process. We do need a quorum. And when we do get one, other members have busy schedules. They've got to present bills simultaneously, so this is not unusual. Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, AB 1670 clarifies the filing requirements for those required to file a fictitious business name statement and further protects the general public need to obtain information on the legal owner of a business from that filing. Many of the changes are non-substantive and are being proposed to clarify current practice. The California Association of Clerks and Election Officials Legislative Committee spent many hours of time and effort crafting clarifying language, updating outdated language, and cleaning up sections of the code for easier use by businesses and the public. AB 1670. Chairman?
Proceed.
Oh.
So moved. Is there a second? Thank you. You may proceed.
Okay. AB 1670 provides the public with an easier means to locate the owner of a business in their county, and it clarifies the statute exactly who owns the business in cases of legal action taken upon a business by a customer. This bill has no opposition. I have submitted technical amendments that are reflected in the committee analysis that I am requesting that the committee take up today. Members, I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to testify in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Matt Seiberling on behalf of the California Association of Clerks and Elections Officials who are sponsors of this bill, I respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Is there anyone who would like to testify in opposition to the bill? Okay. Assembly member, you can close.
Thank you. I would just respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Will you call the roll?
Ng.
Aye.
Ng, aye. Emerson. Bass. Bass, aye. Carter.
Aye.
Carter, aye. Hayashi.
Aye.
Hayashi, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Horton. Mays. Price.
Aye.
Price, aye. Tarika. Measure is out.
Okay. Congratulations, Assemblymember Mendoza. Okay. At this time, we will take Assemblywoman Fiona Ma and for AB 1185 as joint authors. So, Assemblywoman Ma, are you ready to proceed?
I'm looking for my witnesses. No, but they're out there someplace. This is not a controversial bill. Members, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Assemblywoman Hayashi is a joint author of this bill, but since I am a CPA and licensed with the California Board of Accountancy over the past 15 years, she has deferred.
Congratulations, I did not know that.
She has deferred to me to present this bill. AB 1185 requires the California Board of Accountancy to report to the legislature on mandatory peer review for certified public accountants by September 2008 versus September 2011. So it is just a cross out of a date from 2011 to 2008. That's all we're amending in this bill.
Okay. Is there anyone like to testify in support?
Yes, Bruce Allen with the California CPA Society. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members, and thank you, Fiona Ma and Assemblymember Hashi. Thank you for authoring this bill.
Hayashi.
Greatly appreciate Hayashi. I apologize to you, please. We're sponsoring this bill because we want to see it move forward, to move that study forward in the public interest and in the interest of CPAs meeting higher competence. We have Carol with.
I'm Carol Sigmund. I'm Executive Officer for the Board of Accountancy, and the Board is in support and has made this issue a priority to consider this year.
Thank you. Any other persons testifying in support? Committee members, do you have any questions? Hearing none, is there anyone testifying in opposition? Assembly member, you may close.
Thank you. This bill will take California one step closer to joining 39 other states who already require peer review for CPA firms, and I just respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully this bill will proceed as fast as that bullet train that you took over the holidays.
Thank you.
Is there a motion?
We moved in second.
So we moved in second. Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Ng.
Aye.
Ng, aye. Emerson. Bass. Bass, aye. Carter.
Aye.
Carter, aye. Hayashi.
Aye.
Hayashi, aye. Hernandez. Hernandez, aye. Horton. Mays. Price.
Aye.
Price, aye. Tarika. Measure is out.
Okay, congratulations to both of you. Okay. Do you want to just take up anyone else's bill? Okay. 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 Where's I'm going to present. Present the gavel too. Okay. All right, as we wait, we've completed those that are currently here in terms of authors. Seeing that there are no other bills with authors here other than myself, I'm going to give the gavel to Majority Leader Karen Bass to chair as I present.
abstinence, item number 8.
Chairman Ng.
Karen, we're going right now. Hopefully you can.
Good morning. Would you like me to proceed?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Assembly Bill 986 makes three changes to the laws governing optometrists that will promote consumer protection, increase access to care, as well as provide the profession with the guidance it needs to comply with the law. First, the bill will update the Board of Optometry's fee structure to provide them with adequate resources to enforce consumer protection laws and administer its licensing efficiently. Second, the bill will establish a patient records retention period in a manner that conforms to other healthcare professions and will eliminate an ambiguity for consumers and optometrists. Finally, the bill will increase patient access to optometric care services by allowing optometrists to provide services outside their primary practice location, such as in the home of non-ambulatory patients, nursing homes, and prisons, without pre-registering those locations with the board. The bill is sponsored by the Board of Optometry and supported by the California Optometric Association. Before I introduce the executive officer of the Board of Optometry to answer any questions, I'd like to thank co-author and also committee member Dr. Ed Hernandez for your support of this bill, because you are an optometrist and we certainly appreciate that.
Witnesses in support?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Taryn Smith. I'm the director of the Good morning, everybody. My name is Taryn Smith, and I'm the executive officer of the State Board of Optometry, and we are sponsoring this bill. I'm here to answer any questions you have, and we also have another witness here in support. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, Tim Hart with the California Optometric Association in support.
Are there any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Any questions from the committee? The bill has been moved and seconded. Call the roll.
Ng.
Aye.
Ng. Aye. Emerson. Bass. Bass. Aye. Carter.
Aye.
Carter. Aye. Hayashi.
Aye.
Hayashi. Aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez. Aye. Horton. Mays. Price. Tirico.
Aye.
Tirico. Aye. Measure is out.
Thank you. Thank you, members.
Look for him,
Levine. Who's next? Anybody else presenting? Can I
add on to that? You're not ready.
Sure. Okay. Okay. I see that we have Assembly Member Levine here. We'll now proceed to Assembly Bill. Let's see, is it gonna, hold on a second. Assembly Member Levine, are you ready to proceed? And if so, I know that there are a couple of bills here. Welcome to the Assembly Committee on Business and Professions, and please indicate which bill you'd like to proceed with first.
why don't we get rid of 1634 first? Seems to be the one that's going to take the most time. I'm surprised this isn't a consent item, Mr. Chair. I would have thought...
We're almost there.
Could I make a request to my staff or somebody listening? I left the office without a pen and would dearly appreciate
it. Can someone provide him a pen?
I now have...
Now have several pens for sale if anybody wants.
I know that your fax I know that your fax machine broke. I guess your pens have run out of ink too. Okay. Let's have some order. We'd like to give Assemblymember Levine the courtesy of being able to fully present his bill.
Mr. Chair, we have a large number of witnesses in support of this bill outside the room as well. I don't know how you would like to proceed, but I'd like to figure out if we could work it so that the supporters and opponents have equal space, for this.
Yes, Assemblymember, what I'd like to do is to have you present your bill first, and then we will have 5 minutes in support and 5 minutes in opposition. Please proceed.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to begin today by thanking you and your staff for your hard work, your staff's excellent analysis on this bill. Know that my staff and your staff have been collaborating for the past week plus on a number of significant amendments, many of them suggested in the analysis, and I plan in the coming days to take those amendments to make this legislation even stronger. My supporters and I are pleased to present this bill today and have a very full and what I'm going to assume is very vigorous debate on the merits today, but recognize that it is the custom and practice of this committee and the will of the chair to amend bills completely before they're voted on. And rather than amending and voting on them simultaneously, therefore, in deference to the chair, I will not be asking for an aye vote today, but ask that the committee allow this bill to be presented, and then in the next regular hearing, the bill will come up for vote only, and I understand that's the preference of the chair, and of course, as a chair of a committee myself, I certainly want to accede to the wishes of the chair, if that's acceptable.
Yes.
Okay.
Please proceed.
Makes that quite easy, then. We're here today on Assembly Bill 1634 to address a very serious problem, and that problem has multiple faces. Before I go into the statistics and the numbers, I want to paint a picture for you. Imagine that you get up in the morning, and you take a shower and get dressed, and you go to work. You get to work, and your job at the end of the day is to kill something. And every day, you get up, and you go to work, and you end up having to kill something, because that's part of your job. That's the condition that shelter workers across the state face every single day here in California. They get up, and as part of their job, they have to kill thousands and thousands and thousands of animals. We end up with 1 million animals a year in our shelters here in California, mostly dogs and cats. We euthanize 500,000 or more every year. Over 50% of the animals that enter those shelters end up being euthanized. We spend $250 million a year for care, housing, and ultimately euthanization of those animals. That's just operational costs. Those of you from my area, the city of Los Angeles, know that we just recently approved $150 million for the construction of new shelters down in Los Angeles. Because the problem isn't going away. The number of animals going into shelters is pretty much holding steady in those areas that don't have significant spay-neuter requirements, and that's most of the state. There's a humanitarian aspect to this bill, as I mentioned at the beginning, but there's also an aspect for the animals. Do we want to create a society where, rather than addressing the problem of stemming the tide of unwanted animals entering the shelters, we create a system of animal shelters whose sole purpose is to clean up the proverbial mess, a place where people who don't want an animal can just dump it for whatever that reason is. I don't believe that's the way the state should go, and I don't believe that it's good public policy. And I don't believe that from a fiscal standpoint and from a humanitarian standpoint. We have a number of different models, whether it's the state of Rhode Island with a very successful program on spay-neuter there, or it's the County of Santa Cruz, and you'll hear in a few minutes from the Animal Control Director of Santa Cruz County. We have a number of different programs. I know in San Bernardino City, Ms. Carter's district, they just recently passed an ordinance. It's the only way, spay and neuter is the only way to address the inflow of animals. The analogy that I've been giving people is imagine if a pipe breaks in your basement and it starts to flood. You can grab a bucket and start bailing the water out, and the water's going to keep coming in, and you can get a bigger bucket, and you can get a few friends, and you can keep bailing. But until you do something about the pipe, putting the water in the basement, you're just fighting an uphill battle. And that's really where we are today with this piece of legislation. Until you do something to address the flow of animals into the shelters, you're just fighting an uphill battle. We have earned the support in this legislation of everyone from the mayor of the city of Los Angeles to the animal control directors of the state of California, those people in charge of the operating the shelters. The California Veterinary Medical Association is in strong support of this bill. The Humane Society of the United States, the SPCA of California, all of these organizations are long-standing mainstream organizations in support because they recognize, like I do, that there are serious implications to the numbers of animals that we are putting in our shelters and the number of animals that are being euthanized. With that, we have a small list of witnesses, and I want to
Before you call them, I just would like to explain the chair's ruling on the testimony. First of all, I'd like to say that I appreciate everyone who has indicated their support or opposition or their concern about this issue. I know that for every one person in the room, there are probably many others that are outside. There are many people here today to provide very important testimony, and I think this is a very, very important subject. However, I would like to ask that each side adhere to the rule that we've had, also taking into account that this bill will be voted on in a subsequent meeting, and there will be another opportunity for the author to make a presentation at that time. So having said that, each side will have a total of 5 minutes.
So, excuse me, Mr. Chair, let me clarify. I thought the subsequent hearing was for vote only, not for presentation. I'd like to clarify that.
It's for presentation.
Oh, it is for presentation. Okay.
Yes, so you will have that opportunity. I apologize if that was not made clear to you.
We won't object if he waives that next time, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. Without objection, each side will have a total to present 5 minutes to present their arguments to the committee. That means that five people can take 1 minute each, or one person can take 5 minutes. After the allotted time, I will ask the remaining members of the audience to simply state their name, organizational affiliation, and their position on the bill. We'll first hear testimony from those in support of this bill, followed by testimony of those in opposition to this bill. So are you ready to proceed?
Yes, okay. I am ready to proceed.
Right, thank you.
We're going to call in order Mike McFarland, Director of Stanislaus County Animal Control, and previously the Director at General Manager at Santa Cruz County, to talk about their ordinance. I'm going to ask my witnesses, given the 5 minutes, please be concise and to the point so we can get our message across without running into the time. I know that each witness here has a different aspect. We've got an animal control director from a county that's got a program, one from counties that don't. We've got a veterinarian, so they're each going to touch on different points, but please be concise so that we get all of these points out, because I think it's important for the witnesses to hear those points.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mike McFarland. I'm the director of Stanislaus County Animal Services and the past general manager of Santa Cruz County Animal Services Authority. I have approximately 30 years of experience in this particular business, and I would like to tell you that this is more than an animal issue. This is a fiscal government issue. As a public servant for these past 30 years, the destruction of animals and the waste that we see is horrific. In Stanislaus County, we process approximately 20,000 animals through our shelter on an annual basis, of which 70% are destroyed. To give you an example of a different program,
Santa Cruz County for 11 years has had a mandatory spay and neuter ordinance. In the year I left in 2006, they were destroying approximately 25% of those animals, all for reasons of medical and behavioral issues, none simply because we do not have a space. I just would like to leave with the committee the fact there are entirely too many animals in this state that do not have homes, and this bill goes directly to the source of that situation, and I would ask that you would support this legislation.
The next witness will be Dr. Kendall, the president of the California Veterinary Medical Association.
Good morning, Chairman Ng and members. One of the veterinary profession's most difficult tasks is having to euthanize a pet, particularly when it's a healthy dog or cat that's simply unwanted. The key is to prevent the large number of animals entering shelters, as has been explained each year. So spaying and neutering dogs and cats is the answer. This one procedure will help eliminate the needless suffering and killing of millions of dogs and cats and puppies and kittens. In addition to addressing the pet overpopulation problem, there are many benefits to the individual dog or cat when spayed or neutered. These include decreased incidence of certain cancers as well as bacterial infections. There are tremendous behavioral benefits as well. Studies have shown that neutered dogs and cats are less likely to develop undesirable social contacts such as aggressive behavior and fighting, and they're also less likely to roam and become hit by cars and have debilitating diseases. So as a veterinarian, I'm always concerned about making the best medical decisions for my patients, and this particular bill would add to that whole concern. The California Veterinary Medical Association believes this legislation is doing what's right, and it moves us toward a future where there will be no healthy dog or cat unnecessarily euthanized. Thank you, and I urge an aye support on this bill.
Thank you.
Our next witness will be Ed Boakes, the from the LA Animal Services, who will address the fiscal impact of the legislation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Ed Boakes. I'm the general manager of Los Angeles Animal Services, and I want to first assure my fellow Republicans that this bill does indeed fit within our core values of fiscal responsibility and smaller, more efficient government. And I also want to address the assertion made by the opposition or breeders that there is no pet overpopulation problem in California. The cities, towns, and counties of California are certainly throwing an awful lot of money at non-problems associated with pet overpopulation. Local animal control programs are always the ones called upon to clean up the problems that arise from too many unwanted pets in a community. Consider for a moment the extraordinary cost of animal control in communities across the state of California. If there is no pet overpopulation problem, then why did the Los Angeles City allocate $160 million to build six animal shelters? The answer is to provide space to the over 50,000 unwanted dogs and cats we take in every year. Animal Services budget has grown by 37% over the last 6 years to keep pace with the crushing numbers of unwanted animals. A significant 28% increase occurred in this current budget year alone, as the city is facing a $240 million deficit, certainly something we can't afford to do. Animal Services now has a $25 million annual budget devoted to operating shelters that take in, care for, and ultimately kill 50% of the animals that we take in. The only way to end the flood of unwanted animals in California is to turn the faucet off. And Assembly Bill 1634 does that in a very elegant, cost-neutral solution, as a cost-neutral solution. Speaking on behalf of the thousands of animal control employees and volunteers in California who every day are asked to end the lives of these helpless animals, I ask the committee to please approve Assembly Bill 1634.
Thank you for your testimony.
And then our last witness is Erica Hughes from the State Humane Association of California. She's going to address the humanitarian and ethical aspects of the legislation.
Good morning. If we can alleviate the widespread overcrowding and euthanasia in our shelters, we can free our shelters' limited resources so that they can instead be used to fund humane education programs, which are desperately needed in our communities to promote responsible pet ownership and the humane treatment of animals. AB 1634 comports with our organization's missions and reflects our societal values. As a society, we hold the belief that companion animals should be treated with kindness and compassion. Killing 1,000 dogs and cats per day in our state's animal shelters simply because people are too ill-informed or irresponsible to keep their dogs and cats from having litters is neither kind nor compassionate. As you probably already know, the legislature spoke to this issue in 1998 when it passed Food and Agricultural Code Section 17005. It states that it is the policy of the state that no adoptable animal should be euthanized if it can be adopted to a suitable home. If AB 1634 is enacted into law, in time there will be enough suitable homes for all adoptable animals, and there will finally be an end to the senseless and wrongful killing of our state's homeless dogs and cats. Thank you.
With that, Mr. Chair, we have a number of other witnesses who have traveled a long way. If it would please the Chair, we'd yes. appreciate allowing them to just simply come up and identify themselves and say they support. And yes. to the witnesses who are gathered outside, I would ask, be respectful of the Chair and just simply identify yourself, your organization, and that you support legislation.
Thank you. Please use, I think we can use this microphone right here to your right, just in front of the camera. And if you would come up, I'd like to give the instructions for this part of the testimony. If you can come up to that microphone, state your name, your organizational affiliation, and your I assume that you're in support of the bill. So, Assemblymember Levine, can we proceed with your first, and then if you could line up and follow this. This particular witness here.
Yeah, just follow her.
Thank
right
you,
there.
And then you can exit, and then we can have an orderly presentation. Thank you. You may proceed.
Hello, my name is Amanda Allen. I'm an adoption agent for the CCSPCA, which is Central California of Fresno, and I am in support of this bill.
Thank you.
And I will just say that witness was perfect. If everybody else could just do that, it would be great.
That was perfect.
My name is Sandy Zimmerman. I'm with the Central California SPCA in Fresno, and I am in support of this bill.
Thank you. Don't feel you can just go right up to the and stand right next.
My name is Lisa
just
Gallagher.
Have a line here.
I'm a volunteer at the CCSPCA, and I'm in support of the bill.
Thank you.
My name is Marlene Goodman. I'm representing three organizations: Senior Citizens for Humane Legislation and Education, Stray Cat Alliance, and the Directors of Animal Welfare, and we are all support of this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Alan Jerseys. I'm the county veterinarian for the county of Riverside and the mayor pro tem for the city of Yucaipa, and I urge your support.
Thank you.
My name is Brenda Mitchell. I'm a humane educator for the Central California SPCA. I represent the animals of California, and I urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
My name is Jerry Hernandez, and I'm from Kerman, California, and I am just a concerned citizen in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Crystal Babcock, and I'm a grieving mother of a six-year-old little boy that was mauled to death by two dogs. I'm also a volunteer with the CCSPCA in Fresno. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Beth Caffrey. I'm with the Central California SPCA, and I'm a humane educator there, and I am definitely in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jeff Lewis, an animal control officer at the SPCA, and I am also in support.
Thank you.
My name is Whitney Maieta, and I am the PR and volunteer coordinator for the Fresno Hope Animal Foundation, and I am in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Chris, Mayor, Riverside County Animal Services, also in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Cynthia Lee with Riverside County Animal Department of Animal Control, and I am in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Catalano, I represent several nonprofit rescues, and I was a former volunteer of the City of Los Angeles Animal Shelters. I am in support of this bill. I represent Roughhousen Rescue, Hoosts and Pups Rescue, the Stan Foundation, and what is my other one? I have so many. All the other rescues that are nonprofit and the volunteers that have volunteered the mobile adoptions in the City of Los Angeles.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Dan Segna, Assistant Executive Director for the California Veterinary Medical Association, and I am in support of this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Valerie Fenstermaker. I'm the Executive Director of the California Veterinary Medical Association, and I'm in support of this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Cody Karras. I'm with the Central California SPCA, and I also am in support of this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Perielle Stanfield. I'm a volunteer with LA Animal Services, and I am in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Hayes Lynn, and I'm with Boxer Rescue Los Angeles. We adopt out 1,000 purebred boxers a year, and we are definitely in support of this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Dr. Katie Howden. I'm the chief veterinarian at the Hope Animal Foundation, high-volume spay and neuter clinic in Fresno, and I support AB 1634.
Thank you.
My name is Linnea Latanzio. I am the founder and director of the Cat House on the Kings in Fresno, California, and I am definitely in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Allison Lang. I am co-founder of A Dog's Life Rescue in Los Angeles, California, and I am definitely in support of this bill.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Julia Pennington. I'm here on behalf of Rescue and Humane Alliance of Los Angeles, a coalition of over 65 rescue organizations, and we support this bill.
Thank you. Can we have the witnesses just go right up to them? Don't have them wait there, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
I am Joy Falk with Laguna Beach Animal Services, City of Laguna Beach, and we're strongly in favor of this much-needed bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Valerie Schomburg, Animal Control Officer, City of Newport Beach. Very strong support.
Thank you.
I'm Officer John Mark Erlin with SAC Animal Control, and we are in support of this bill.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Stacey Houck, Clinic Executive Director for Hope Animal Foundation, and we are in favor of this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Kim Ridenour, Chairman of the Board for Hope Animal Foundation, and I am in favor of this bill.
Thanks.
I am Renee Rowland from Los Angeles, a private rescuer and volunteer for Boston Buddies, and I'm strongly in favor of this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Pam Rundquist, and I'm here on behalf of the Association of Veterinarians for Animal Rights in support of AB 1634.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nicole Paquette with the Animal Protection Institute in support.
Thank you.
Sue Walsh, President of Pet Project Foundation, Orange County, California, overwhelmingly in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Judy Crumpton. I'm from Long Beach, California. I'm an extreme supporter of this bill, and I do humane ed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emily Apodaca. I work for the Central California SPCA, and I am in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Barbara Schultz, registered nurse, director of the North Coast Animal Welfare Advocacy Center, host of Animal Advocate on KMUD, which airs out through Northern California, coming from one of the last frontiers of California, Humboldt County, and we are totally in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Betsy Ritchie, Chief of Animal Control for the City of Moreno Valley. We impound 20,000 animals a year, and yes, I'm in support of this bill. Thank you.
Sylvia Solis on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ronnie Steinau, San Diego, California, San Diego Animal Advocates. It's the Pits Rescue, Pitbull Rescue San Diego, and we're all in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Sharon Montooth, Feral Cat. Caretaker and volunteer at Feral Cat Clinics, other rescues, I'm totally in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Maggie Houlihan, City Council Member, City of Encinitas, and co-founder of SNAP, the Spay Neuter Action Project. We cannot adopt our way out of this problem. Totally support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Cheney from West Hollywood, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Christopher Greenslate, Social Justice Program Director and Humane Educator at La Costa Canyon High School in San Diego County.
Thank you.
Carrie Leonard, an educator in San Diego County, and I'm in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Roberta Fongemi, I'm an animal control assistant with Bedaro County Animal Shelter, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Carrie Tuttle, I'm a volunteer with Friends of the Madeira Animal Shelter, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Adina Forsberg with It's the Pits Rescue in San Diego. I represent my whole family, including my 4 and 6-year-old, who empty their piggy bank every month to pay for toys for the fosters, and we all support this bill.
Thank you.
Deborah McCraw with Animal Friends Rescue Project. I'm in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathy Marlowe, San Diego kindergarten teacher, who brought the Spay Neuter Action Project to my school and community when I saw the crisis in our shelters.
Thank you.
Dr. Maureen Lee, I'm shelter veterinarian for Humane Society Silicon Valley, and I'm strongly in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Carrie Broker with Animal Friends Rescue Project, Pacific Grove, California. I support this bill, and I have 41 letters from volunteers who couldn't be here today who support the bill also. Thank you.
Thank you. You can submit that.
Monica Rua from Animal Friends Rescue Project, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Ellen Brookman, Animal Friends Rescue Project, Pacific Grove. I support this bill.
Thank you.
Linda Wilsey, Adoptions Manager at Animal Friends Rescue Project, Pacific Grove, and I'm in support of the bill.
Thank you.
I'm Jill Goman from Pacific Grove, Animal Friends Rescue Project, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Dana Carstensen-Bryan, Volunteer Coordinator for Animal Friends Rescue Project in Pacific Grove, and I definitely support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Jean Huber from the Animal Friends Rescue Project. I'm the Executive Director and also a volunteer with the Hollister Rescues, and I definitely support this.
Thank you.
Carol Javorowski, a board member of Happy Tails Pet Sanctuary here in Sacramento, California. On behalf of all of our volunteers, I'm in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Megan Yarbrough, Animal Care Attendant for the Yolo County Sheriff's Department, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Sarah Mullman. I work in the Stray Cattery at the Central California SPCA, and I'm in support of this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, Virginia Handley, Animal Switchboard, in support.
Thank you.
Good morning. Rhonda Deathridge, Boxer Rescue out of Sacramento.
Thank you.
Hi, Tracy Hahn, Chico, California, Chico Boxer Rescue, and I totally support this bill.
Thank you.
Sally McSparren from the Feral Cat Coalition, San Diego. I represent many who couldn't come, and we really support this bill.
Thank you.
Lauren Schiebelhut, Clovis Animal Services, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
Barbara Cambria, Police Officer, City of Clovis, Temporarily Assigned Animal Services, and so we support the bill.
Thank you.
Deborah Flint, San Diego, California. I represent Rescue House, Cat Rescue Organization. Our 250 members strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Joan Starr, co-founder of the Rescue House from San Diego, and as Debbie just said, all 200 of us absolutely support this bill.
Thank you.
Rosemary Freeborn, President, Friends of Placer County Animal Shelter. On behalf of my board, we support 1634 and believe it is the solution. Thank you.
Mary Kay Galliardo from San Diego County, former animal control officer for 18 years, now head of Shelter Pet Partners Rescue Cats and Dogs. We all support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Ken Bodar with Friends of Placer County Animal Shelter, and I support the bill.
Thank you. Please speak into the mic.
Linda Alexander with Madera County Animal, Friends of Madera Animal Shelter, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Robin Parker, and I'm with Northern California Boxer Rescue, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Tina Vickery. I'm representing Bad Rap, Bay Area Dog Lovers Responsible About Pit Bulls, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Nancy James from Romania Animal Rescue in Livermore, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Renee Snyder from Romania Animal Rescue, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Sitterding from Madera County and a superior foster mother for orphan kittens. And I don't come in support. I come in supplication.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joy O'Neill with the Madera County Animal Shelter. I'm a volunteer in a foster home, and I support the bill.
Thank you.
I'm Shelley Mulholland from Bakersfield, California. I belong to TREAT, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Helton, and I belong to TREAT, Taxpayers for Responsible and Ethical Animal Treatment, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, Vera Edwards, Bakersfield, California. We at TREAT support this bill.
Thank you.
Billy Heisinger, Friends of the Madera Animal Shelter, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Jay Torado, Senior Officer with City of San Jose Animal Services, and we support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terry Reed with the City of San Jose Animal Services, and we support the bill.
Thank you.
I'm Kimberly Smith. I rescue cats in Oakland, California, and I support the bill.
Thank you.
I'm Jenny Vida from Oakland, California. I'm a volunteer with the East Bay SPCA, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Juliette Enack with Island Cat Resources and Adoption of Alameda County, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
Hello,
I'm Dr. Ina Valikov, owner of Bellflower Veterinary Hospital north of Long Beach, and I strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Britt Mueller, registered nurse and owner of several purebred animals, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Whitmer. I'm with the Friends of the Madera County Animal Shelter, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Sandy Ettinger with the Santa Cruz SPCA, and we strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Frank Corvino, Deputy Director of Riverside County Animal Services, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mary Kenny. I'm here from Menlo Park as a concerned citizen, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. Rita Gutierrez, Field Services Commander for the Department of Animal Services, Riverside County, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. Jennifer Gutierrez, former volunteer and dispatcher for Inland Valley Humane Society and SPCA in Pomona, and I strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. Patty Shanker from Los Angeles, California, with Voice for the Animals. I support this bill and urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Miller, Director of Animal Services for the County of Riverside and board member for California Animal Control Directors Association, and we both support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. Kirsten Gross, Madera County Animal Control Director, also a board member for the Friends of the Shelter and the Coalition for Animals in the Central Valley. We all urge you to support the bill.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kelly Birch for the German Shorthair Pointer Club, Duluth Mountain Empire, who unanimously supports the bill. I also work with Kellen Rescue, the Central Valley Rescue Association, and we urge you to adopt this bill to stop the unwanted killing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Devin from San Maria, and I support this bill.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm Colleen Guerrero from Santa Maria. I support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole Forsyth, President and CEO of United Animal Nations, in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Heisinger, Coarse Gold, California, Madera Shelter. I support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Rodick. I work and live in Fresno, and I am here representing my friends, my families, my coworkers, and many people who wouldn't be here. And I strongly support this bill, and I urge you to do the same. Thank you.
Alicia Snellen. I'm a concerned citizen from Newport Beach, supporter of the Animal Assistance League of Orange County, and I very strongly support this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Debbie Bounds, and I'm from Vacaville. I represent Four Paws, and we support this bill and urge you to do so. Thank you.
Good morning. Susan Dinkin from Fairfield, California, and Four Paws Pet Rescue member, and we support this bill.
Thank you.
John Walsh, Riverside County Public Information Chief for the Department of Animal Services. We support this bill. We hope you do, too.
Thank you.
Kurt Ransom, Regional Manager of the Humane Society of the United States, representing over 1,078,000 Californians. We all support this bill. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Henry Brzezinski, Chief of El Dorado County Animal Services. A 15-year lobbyist in South Carolina for animal welfare legislation, responsible legislation, and also a board member of California Animal Control Directors Association, and I support this bill. Thank you.
I'm Arlene Capan from Palo Alto, and I'm representing all my friends who support this bill. Thank you.
I'm Amber Gonzalez from the Central California SPCA. I am here on behalf of 90 employees, where we take in 50,000 animals a year and are forced to euthanize 30,000.
Thank you.
Cunningham. My name is Richard McClellan. I'm a physician from Los Angeles. I'm here representing the California Animal Association. I'm a member of the board of directors. California Animal Association is 14 animal welfare organizations throughout the state of California. We are a lobbying coalition. I also have my own organization, which is the League of Humane Voters. And we urge your support for this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I believe that before we go into the opposition testimony, is there any, and I believe that was about 115, I think at last count, 115 proponents. At this particular time, do the committee members have any questions? Majority Leader Bass.
Assemblymember Levine, could you talk about if this bill goes into law, how it would be enforced?
Sure. I was afraid you were going to ask me to identify all my witnesses again.
The enforcement on this would be simple. A lot of people have said, well, are you going to have the dog and cat police going door to door? No. The enforcement will occur when there's an interaction between the animal and its owner and the animal control agency. For example, if you have a dog or cat and it's unaltered and it's loose on the street and the animal control agency picks it up and brings it in, you go to pick that animal up from the shelter, whichever shelter it would be, they will give you, and pardon the pun, a fix-it ticket. It would be a $500 fine, but if you get your animal spayed or neutered and provide proof that it has been, then the fine is waived. The cost of spay or neuter on average is around $100, and Dr. Kendall from the Veterinary Medical Association can certainly attest to the cost of spay and neuter. There are many free spay and neuter programs, available for low-income people. There are numerous programs all over the state, despite the cat calls from the opponents. There are numerous programs available. And so, you know, we feel that given the choice between a low-cost spay and neuter program or a $500 fine, people would choose to get their animal spayed or neutered. But that would be the enforcement mechanism when there's an interaction between the two, when you go to register your animal, that sort of thing.
Thank you. I believe Assembly Member Tirico had a question. Okay. Any other committee members wish to ask questions? Okay. Thank you for the testimony in support. We will now ask for testimony in opposition. And you have
questions later.
6 minutes, okay. And we'll give the opposition the same amount of time, and then. Okay. Okay, again, okay, before you proceed, I'm just going to indicate that we're going to give the opposition the identical amount of time, which is 6 minutes, to present your testimony. That could be one person speaking for 6 minutes or six people speaking for 1 minute or any variation, and then the rest of the time will be for those that can identify their organization, their name, and their stated position. Okay, would you like to proceed? Just identify yourself, please.
My name is Jean Grimm. I'm from California. I represent the Cat Fanciers Association.
Did you want to...
I will present my issue then. I speak on behalf of the Cat Fanciers Association, the largest registry of pedigreed cats. We strongly oppose this bill. There's a big difference between the owned and unowned cat populations. CFA has always supported spay and neuter of pet cats. The public has responded to education, and today over 90% of owned cats are already sterilized. Cats in shelters are primarily unowned. Those euthanized are usually too unsocial for adoption or kittens too young to survive. If a person fears criminal punishment or cannot find affordable spay and neuter, they will simply ignore the stray cats in their neighborhoods, allowing them to reproduce. In addition, no breeders of pedigreed cats can comply with the conditions for an intact permit. Many cats essential to healthy breeding programs cannot even enter cat shows, some merely because they do not meet an exact color ideal. This bill would mean the loss of valued cats and rare breeds, yet it would not affect the plight of homeless cats. Whether to spay or neuter a pet cat or dog, or when, should be the owner's choice, veterinary advice, not determined by government. We urge you to reject this bill entirely, and we do appreciate the people that are on the front lines with this problem. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Before we proceed, do each of you at the table have about a minute's worth of testimony? Okay, mm-hmm. Why don't we, if you could self-modify your comments, and you'll all have time within the first 6 minutes. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. My name is Laura Taylor. I am an 11-year volunteer with the Placer SPCA. I wrote the business plan for and launched their successful Petmobile mobile adoption program. I am opposed to this bill. Mr. Levine and I had an opportunity to speak this morning, and one of the things that we both seem to agree on is that this law is unenforceable. It is enforceable on an anecdotal on an anecdotal basis.
I'm just going to say I didn't agree to that.
Well, in fact, in our conversation this morning, what he said was it can be enforced only on an anecdotal basis, on a hit-and-miss basis. It is not something that is going to be broadly enforced, and I object to that. I have a letter for you quickly from Dr. Gina Karpinski-Costa in opposition. Please add my name to the extensive list of people who oppose AB 1634, mandatory spaying and neutering of dogs and cats. Every fiber of my educated mind cringes at the thought that AB 1634 could become the law of this land. I speak to you as a practicing veterinarian, a licensed attorney, and elected official of the city of Citrus Heights. As a practicing veterinarian for 27 years and former spay-neuter veterinarian for the county of Santa Clara, I'm sorry, should I wait for you, Mr. Levine?
Excuse me, okay. Can you address, if you have any comments, can you address the chair?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that courtesy.
Okay. So as a practicing veterinarian for 27 years and former spay-neuter veterinarian for County of Santa Clara, I can tell you that mandatory spay-neuter laws will not lower animal populations. Most animal owners act responsibly without coercion. So how do you expect to enforce this law? Will you expect me to turn in all my clients who have avoided compliance? Veterinarians should be educating their clients, not turning them into authorities. As a licensed attorney, I balk at how you can even consider stripping away a person's property rights. It is particularly offensive when the Constitution is violated in the name of animal overpopulation. Somehow the punishment just does not fit the crime. Pet ownership is a private matter. Many people regard their pet as their family member. This is an unnecessary intrusion into the privacy rights of individuals. As an elected official, I object to the passage of AB 1634. In a democracy, the authority we have as elected officials comes from the consent of the governed. This bill is opposed by the majority of citizens. And then there's a cost issue. If you mandate something, you will have to pay for it. You will need to add another layer of employees to review applications for financial assistance. Only a fool would vote yes on this bill. Vote no on AB 1634. Sincerely, Jana Karpinski-Costa, DVMJD.
Okay, you have 2 minutes remaining to allocate.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Noelle Kramers with the California Farm Bureau Federation. I would like to make two brief points. Our members rely on working dogs to herd and guard their livestock. And unfortunately, these dogs are not show dogs, they're working dogs, and they don't meet the requirements set forth in the bill that would allow them to get intact permits. We need to continue these lines of working dogs, and we need to figure out a way to make sure that our members are able to continue relying on the services of these working dogs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Honorable members of the Business and Professions Committee, my name is Adrian Woodfork. I am the president of the Donner Trail Kennel Club, and I'm an AKC judge. I have bred and shown dogs most of my life, beginning when I was 12 years old. In those 47 years, I've bred less than 10 litters. I have been totally responsible in only breeding healthy dogs and selling them to the best homes. I am now an AKC judge, and I still enjoy the sport of exhibiting Dobermans and Dachshunds. If AB 1634 passes, I, along with thousands of other conscientious breeders, many of which are in attendance here today, will no longer be able to afford to show our dogs, thereby making dog shows here in California a game where only the wealthy can participate, and that will eventually lead to no shows at all. My children, who have schooled so well in the art of showing dogs, would be denied, as well as the average middle-class family who wants to engage in this fun sport. Please vote down this bill that is designed only for the privileged few to be able to own and breed and show purebred dogs.
Thank you. I think we're going to have to close with you. If you can limit yours to 30 seconds, appreciate it.
My name is Douglas Serber. I represent Save Our Dogs, a coalition of 40 dog organizations, including Western States Police Canine Association and the North American Police Work Dog Association. These groups, representing thousands of police canine handlers, oppose AB 1634. This bill would reduce the supply of police service dogs, increase cost to taxpayers, cause some police canine units to be disbanded, put police officers in harm's way, and allow suspects who would otherwise be apprehended to escape. The law enforcement exemption does nothing to prevent this. Any mandatory spay-neuter law, regardless of exemptions, would decimate the supply of working dogs for all uses: law enforcement, search and rescue, service to the disabled, and livestock management. If passed, AB 1634 will do grave harm to public safety, emergency preparedness, disabled citizens, and California's $4 billion livestock industry.
Thank you. That's the extent to which we're going to allocate testimony. The remaining testimony, again, to repeat, if you would state your name, organizational affiliation, if any, and your position.
Chairman, I had a question for the witness that's just leaving the...
Okay, before we proceed to that, Assemblymember Tirico.
Miss, excuse me.
Okay, excuse us. Let's have some order here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let Assemblymember Tirico question and any other members that would like to question, and then we will proceed to the short comment. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if the comment was part of your testimony or part of the letter that you wrote, that you read. But you indicated that veterinarians are going to be forced to turn in their clients, are going to be part of enforcing the statute. I don't see that in the bill, Miss.
Okay.
I'm not sure where you're,
well,
where you're drawing that conclusion from.
That is from Dr. Karpinski-Costa. And
it's wrong.
Okay.
It's not in the bill.
So
Mr. Levine, is that in the bill?
If attorneys are not going to be, or veterinarians are not going to be enlisted in this process, that's fine.
Then you're no longer opposed? Is that, what do you mean?
I'm not. I am opposed. I am absolutely opposed as an individual and an animal rescue person. Absolutely.
Okay, but just so we're clear, was that part of your statement, or was that part of the letter?
That is part of this letter, and you have a copy with your person right there.
Right.
So you're welcome to take issue with the letter.
Okay. Are there any other members wish to question before we proceed with the final identification of positions? If not, we can come back to that after we complete this. Thank you. Appreciate your patience in waiting. If you would, okay, we'll wait for those.
Susan LeGrand with the California Cattlemen's Association in opposition.
Okay, thank you.
Kathy Lynch, Safari Club International, Outdoor Sportsman's Coalition, and California Sportsman's Lobby in strong opposition.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Henley with California Outdoor Heritage Alliance in opposition. The bill exemptions do not cover our members. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Julia Priest. I'm a retired police canine officer and represent the San Joaquin Dog Training Club, German Shepherd Dog Club of America, Working Dog Association, and I am a volunteer with German Shepherd Dog Rescue and legislative liaison to the AKC from my club. On behalf of the many search and rescue, police, guide, and service dogs we provide, we strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Melody Chang, and I am the president and founder of the Danish-Swedish Farm Dog Association of America, a rare breed, working breed, and AB 1634 would severely and negatively impact this breed. I urge you to oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I have some support materials because health...
You can give it to the sergeants. Thank you. Again, if you could simply state your name, your affiliation, and your position, we'd appreciate it.
T.E. Houston, Ph.D., animal chemist. I represent myself, and I'm a dog owner. Public policy should be based on accurate and factual information, not on emotions and perceptions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Thomas Stewart, and I'm a CFA licensed breeder, and I oppose this bill wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Fiona Bennett. I'm a founding member and on the board of the Saluki Tree of Life Alliance. We're a national Saluki breed rescue organization. We represent thousands of members across the country and in California, and we strongly oppose this bill. We're part of the solution, not part of the
problem. Thank you.
I also represent Saluki Club of America, Saluki Club of Greater San Francisco, Saluki Coursing Club, American Saluki Association. You can list the affiliations. National Oakville Coursing Club, and I'm a judge of working Sighthounds, and thousands of members in each of those organizations.
Thank you. Appreciate your concerns.
My name is Lori Sims, and I represent our cattery. I'm a reputable breeder, and I also am registered with Tika Cat Shows.
Thank you.
Mark Herrick, Oakland, California, volunteer canine search and rescue handler with California Rescue Dog Association, the largest canine search and rescue organization in California. I oppose the bill.
Thank you. Good testimony.
Jay Bagel, the International Cat Association and Golden Gate Cat Club, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Dorina Mizuki, dog owner, lover, and I do not support this at all.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tina Paraguay,
and I'm a member of the General Education Committee of the United Shutson Clubs of America. I also belong to the Placer County Shutson Club. Our club training director, John Raboni, is also the canine training director for 5 law enforcement agencies in Northern California. We strongly oppose this bill. Passage of this bill will have disastrous consequences for law enforcement agencies and canine units, not only in California, but across the nation.
Excuse me. Thank you. If you could, not to be discourteous, but just to follow the procedures of this institution, if you could simply state your name, your organization, and, for example, I support or I oppose this bill. Thank you. If you could follow that, we could get through this.
Since I'm in this line, I oppose the bill. However, I'm Patricia Gail Burnham. I'm a lifetime member of the Sacramento Dog Training Club. I'm the chairman of the Rescue Committee of the Greyhound Club of America, and I'm an American Kennel Club judge. Oppose.
My name is Anja Heiblum Stroud. I am representing the German Shepherd Dog Club of America relief organization, which opposes this bill strenuously. As a personal note, I do rescue for cats and dogs, and I support spaying, nothing else.
Michael Ross, California Alliance for Consumer Protection. We're strongly opposed to this bill.
Thank you.
Lorna O'Connor, representing Canine Companions for Independence and Assistance Dogs International, also president of Redwood Schutzen Club, United Doberman Club, and American Doberman Association representative, and we oppose this bill strongly.
Thank you.
Patrick O'Connor, training director, Redwood Schutzen Club, and police dog trainer for City of Roanoke Park, strongly oppose.
Thank you.
My name is Sally Barron. I am the president of the National Open Field Coursing Association, member of the Borzoi Club of America, Borzoi Club of Northern California, and on the board of directors of a rescue. I strongly oppose this bill. We hunt our dogs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sherry Howard, Hangtown Kennel Club, Placerville, California, Samoyed Club of America, Barbary Coast, strongly oppose this bill. I'm a member of Samoyed Rescue as well.
Thank you.
I'm Julie Osterman of Samoyed Club, Barbary Coast of Sacramento, and myself and my family and the Samoyed, most of the members oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Don Morris, a small-time breeder and member of the American Belgian Sheepdog Club of America and the Belgian Tavern Sheepdog Club of America, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, Katrina McGinnis, representing SELF. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Marjorie Ross. I'm the Northwest Regional Breed Warden for United Schutzen Clubs of America and a member of the Pacific Coast Working Dog Club. We strongly oppose this bill. Thank you.
Carol Friels with Aussie Cats of North America and Aussie Cats International, affiliated with Cat Fanciers Association, Cat Rescue, and Feral Cat Rescue. Very strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Adolfo Santana. I'm president of NorCal Treehound Association, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Andrew Gregory, member of California Houndsmen for Conservation. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Jennifer Gregory with California Houndsmen for Conservation, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Diane Jacobson, president of the Bay Area Rhodesian Ridgeback Club, board of directors, Ridgeback Rescue of Northern California, lifetime member of Mensona, and member of the Rhodesian Ridgeback Club of the United States, and I very strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Gruba, and I'm here representing members of the Northern California Whippet Club, River City Racing Association, and Northern California Whippet Rescue, and I strongly urge you to reject this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Diana Smith. I represent the Sacramento Council of Dog Clubs, the Gold Country Kennel Club, and I'm also affiliated with Afghan Hound Rescue and a foster home, and I'm definitely against this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Linda Emanuel. I'm with the Gold Country Kennel Club, the Sacramento Council of Dog Clubs, the Border Terrier Club of America, Border Terrier Club of the Redwoods, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Bonnie Wilson, 18-year responsible breeder and show exhibitor.
Also a member of Northern California Siberian Husky Club, who I represent, and the Siberian Husky Club of America, and have done rescue work. We oppose this bill not because of spay and neuter, because we do advocate that, but because of the punishment
Thank
that
you.
It gives to breeders.
Thank you.
Jessica Park with Stanislaus County Schutzen Club and Big Basin Dog Training, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Peggy Park for United Schutzen Clubs of America. I'm Northwest Regional Director, also Big Basin Dog Training. We strongly oppose this bill. Please help us
Thank
out.
You.
Danielle Reed, Lost Coast Kennel Club and Redwood Schutzen Club. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Joan Gibson Reed, a member of the Golden Gate Pembroke Welsh Corgi Fanciers and member of their rescue group, representing also the Pembroke Welsh Corgi Club of America and secretary of the Sacramento Dog Council, and we strongly oppose the bill.
Thank you.
Wayne Sheldon, president of the Sacramento Council of Dog Clubs and secretary of the Sacramento Sierra Norwegian Elk Hunt Club. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Barbara Schmidt, and I'm a member of the Northern California Pekingese Rescue, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Jean Beeler, I represent Santa Clara Dog Training Club. I'm also a member of the Association of Obedience Clubs of Northern California and the Saluki Club. We very, very strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Barbara Adcock from San Jose. I'm a member of the Santa Clara Dog Training Club as president, and I am a volunteer search and rescue handler, as my husband is as well, with the California Rescue Dog Association.
Thank you.
Denise Gustafson, I do Shetland Sheepdog Rescue for Sacramento County and show in herding events with Shelties, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name's Heather Baker. I work with the Sheltie Rescue, and I'm also a junior handler, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Natasha Hunt, member California Houndsman for Conservation and board member of the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance, opposed.
Thank you.
Doug Powell, Coulee River Houndsman president, member of the Central California Sporting Dogs Association, and also a strong member of the California Houndsman for support California Houndsman for Conservation. We oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Wendy Kirk, president of the Kennel Club of the California Sierra and member of the National Bernese Mountain Dog Club, and this bill punishes the wrong people.
Thank you.
Sherry Flores, I'm a canine handler and a member representing of canine search specialist teams, and we strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Paul Root. I'm a board member for the German Shepherd Dog Club of America and the chair of their Responsible Animal Legislation Committee Relief. We are 1,000 members here in California opposed to this bill.
Thank you.
Sean Santana, Secretary, NorCal Treehound Association, responsible breeder, involved with Purebred Coonhound Rescue for 15 years, and a United Kennel Club bench show judge. I'm opposed.
Thank you.
Good morning. Pamela Brand. I'm board member for the Sacramento Council of Dogs, representing German Shorthair Pointers for Sacramento. I am also an AKC delegate for Hunt Test Advisory Judges, and also a liaison to rescue. And German Shorthairs in this area are opposed to this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kim Morrison Anselmo. I'm a member of the Saluki Club of America, the American Saluki Association, and the Saluki Club of Greater San Francisco. And I've been a breeder owner of Salukis for 30 years, responsible. I definitely oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Susan Garcia. I'm on the board of directors from the Shetland Sheepdog Club of Northern California. We oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Mark Garcia, Alameda County, member of the Northern California Shetland Sheepdog Club, Conformation, Herding, and Rescue. We oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Robin Baker, responsible dog breeder, member of NorCal Golden Retriever Club, member of the Golden Retriever Club of America, member of Sacramento Council of Dog Clubs. This bill does not solve
Thank
the
you.
Problem. We oppose it.
I am Marie Clifford, animal lover and legislative chair of the Northern California Pug Club. We strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Yvette Alley. I am an owner, breeder, handler. I'm an AKC judge. I was also past president of the Yabasutter SPCA. I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Josh Wilson, member of the Siberian Club of America and of Northern California. We've been a responsible breeders for almost 20 years. I think there are alternatives to this, and we oppose this legislation. Thank you.
Cindy Seminatore, veterinary clinic assistant with ABC Animal Clinic and director of Bay Area Boxer Rescue. We oppose this bill for fear of pediatric death related to aesthetic.
Hi, my name is Janet Milam, and I am a member of the Sierra Slopes Ibisan Hound Association, the Northern California Whippet Association, the River City Coursing Association, and have been involved in Whippet Rescue, and also a member of volunteer member of the Placer County Search and Rescue, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marge Brooks, and I'm represent the Doberman Pinscher Club of America. I'm board of director, breeders education chair, and I belong to Dachshund Club of America and lots of clubs, and I represent a lot of people, and I oppose the bill.
Thank you.
Georgia Bauer, Dachshund Club of America, Golden Gate Dachshund Club, Northern California Dachshund Club, breeder for over 45 years. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Rosemary Kelly. I'm a member of the Borzoi Club of Northern California, the Borzoi Club of America. I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Kim Otero. I'm representing the Southern California Whippet Association in Orange County, California, and All Breed Rescue in Yucaipa. This bill will not reduce the number of animals killed.
Thank you.
We strongly oppose it.
Merrill Wolf, I'm a member of the American Whippet Club, and I'm representing Northern California Whippet Club, and I oppose this.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Shelley Ellison. I belong to the Golden Gate Labrador Retriever Club, the Sierra Vista Labrador Retriever Club. I also help out in the rescue for the Golden Gate Labrador Retriever Club. I own purebred dogs and a rescue, and I am against this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Brittany Ellison. I'm a member of the Golden Gate Labrador Retriever Club, the Sierra Vista Labrador Retriever Club, and I'm also an AKC junior handler, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary Louie. I'm proud to have bred an assistance dog, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Mary Lou Just, past president, Standard Schnauzer Club of America. I represent the Standard Schnauzer Club of America, the Standard Schnauzer Club of Southern California, Standard Schnauzer Club of Northern California, for which I assist in rescues. I'm also the San Joaquin Dog Training Club, San Joaquin Kennel Club, and Golden Gate Kennel Club. We strongly oppose. Thank you.
I'm Tanya Jensen. I'm mom to two AKC registered boxers and a rare breed Danish Swedish farm dog. I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Gerald Upholt, representing the Sportsman's Legislative Committee of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. We represent over 60,000 sportsmen. Sportsmen's dogs are not the problem. They are not unwanted. They are well cared for. They are well controlled. This bill does allow purebreds that are of a species recognized by the AKC to get a permit, but the person still
Thank
has
you.
To go get the permit and pay the fees.
Good morning. My name is Carrie Mendoza. I'm the president of the Alameda County Schutzen and Police Canine Club in Livermore, California. On behalf of the members of our club, we strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Honorable committee members, my name is Linda O'Hanlon. I'm a lifetime member of the Dachshund Club of America, past president of the Golden Gate Dachshund Club, and I have numerous affiliations with rescue work. I sincerely do not support this bill. Please oppose.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Debbie Lind. I'm just a concerned citizen and a purebred dog owner, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Kristen Kubo, and I'm a concerned citizen. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Jan Murphy. I represent myself, my business, Goosebusters, and I rescue working border collies. I use them in my business, and I adamantly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Cheryl Bavister, dog owner, not a breeder. I belong to the American Belgian Treviren Club, past president, Redwood Belgian Treviren Fanciers, and San Lorenzo Dog Training Club. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Laura Courtney. I'm from Oakland, California. I only own rescued cats and dogs, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Janet Wall, breeder, owner, handler of Havanese and Yorkshire Terriers, a member of the Capital Havanese Club of Northern California, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. My name is Luann Vidak. I'm the president of AOCNC, which is the Associated Obedience Clubs of Northern California, 18 groups. We teach good dog ownership, and we really oppose this proposed legislation.
Thank you.
I'm Kathy Dutra. I represent Fremont Dog Training, San Mateo Kennel Club, and San Mateo Dog Training, and we promote responsible dog ownership, and we are strongly opposed to this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Risa Lawton from San Jose, California. I'm a responsible dog owner for over 30 years of both dogs that were adopted from shelters and that were spayed and neutered, and also now purebreds with Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Club and Rescue, and we strongly, strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Lois Thomas, president of Pekingese, Northern California Pekingese Rescue, Pekingese Club of America. I'm also the past president of the Pekingese Club of Central California, and we all oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Jill Holt. I'm from Riverside, California. I have 30-plus years as a private rescuer. I'm a show exhibitor and a hobby breeder. I'm a member of the Akita Club of America, Inland Empire Akita Club, Channel Islands Akita Club, West Coast Irish Red and White Association, the American Conny Corso Association, and the Temecula Kennel Club, and I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Elaine Ciramelli. I'm a member of Donner Trail Kennel Club, a member of the Havanese Club of America, Northern California Havanese Club of California, and I oppose.
Thank you.
My name is Lisa Swoboda. I own, breed, and show Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. I'm a member of the Cavalier King Charles Club of America, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Janetta Goulden of Sacramento, California. I'm a member of the Golden Retriever Club of America, the NorCal Golden Retriever Club, and a member of the GRCA Education Committee. I also breed, own, and show AKC registered dogs. I'm strongly opposed to this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Brenda Radcliffe. I'm a member of the Northern California Golden Retriever Club, a member of the Golden Retriever Club of America, Flat-Coated Retriever Society of America, Sacramento Dog Training Club, Sacramento Council of Dog Clubs. Strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Ann Koch. I'm a member of the Doberman Pinscher Club of America from Mendocino County, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Joanne Weese. I am a director and rescue chair of the Bay Area Cavalier Club, and our entire club opposes this measure.
Thank you.
Geraldine Clark, Society for the Perpetuation of Desert Bred Salukis, therapy dog trainer, very occasional breeder, longtime rescuer, and I strongly oppose this.
Thank you.
Kathy Turner, I'm up here today representing the Los Encinos Kennel Club of Los Angeles and the Golden Retriever Club of Greater Los Angeles. Our members currently oppose this bill as written. Thank you.
I'm Dr. John Burchard, biologist, geneticist, representing myself, Tepegagua Salukis, and the Society for the Perpetuation of Desert Bred Salukis. We are all very strongly opposed to this legislation. It won't work.
Thank you.
Roberta Hale, Yuba City, California, member of Two Cities Kennel Club, Feather River Dog Training Club, and Norwich Terrier Club of California. We oppose the bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tia Taylor. I'm a new Saluki owner. I am a volunteer for Saluki Rescue, and I represent my family, three generations of houndsmen, and we strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Dan Titchener with California Houndsmen for Conservation. We strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Irv Corbin, and I'm also with California Houndsmen for Conservation, as well as North Central California Houndsmen's Association, and we oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sheila Grant. I work with several dog rescues. I work as I am an animal behaviorist and trainer. I serve on the Solano County Animal Care Commission, and I'm a member of LIRIPO, lifelong people, responsible pet owners who know the education of those who would throw away their animals.
Thank you.
Disabled people relying on dogs.
Thank you. Appreciate your passion. Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Sheila Riley. I'm a member of numerous cat and dog clubs. I'm a board member of the California Central Valley Maltese Club, vice president of the American Maltese Association, which is an AKC parent club. We strongly oppose this bill and losing civil liberties.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Barry from San Joaquin County. My wife, Maria Teresa Grotano, and I are 30-year dog fanciers with Cavalier King Charles Spaniels and Irish Wolfhounds. My wife has bred in excess of 55 Irish Wolfhound champions. We are very opposed to the passage of this sledgehammer when what's needed is a scalpel.
Thank you.
Barrett Stavik, Rancho Cordova, concerned dog owner. I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Hemby, represent the Borzoi Russian Wolfhound Club of America. I'm a 30-year legislative advocate for the California Organization of Police and Sheriffs. I oppose the bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is My name is J.C. Holden. I am president of the National Sheba Club of America, vice president of the San Joaquin Kennel Club, and also of the Northern Shiba Inu. Fanciers of Northern California oppose.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Margaret Cleek. I am the author of several published articles on the demographics of pet overpopulation, an invited lecturer at UC Davis on the topic of the demographics of pet overpopulation, a member of the Alaskan Malamute Club of America, and I'm opposed to this legislation.
Thank you.
Cindy Dell, board member of the Borzoi Club of Northern California, member of the Borzoi Club of America, and rescue volunteer. I am, and we are opposed.
Thank you.
My name is Terry Lynn Alexander. I'm a member of the Cat Fancies Association. I breed and show Persian cats. I oppose this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Maria Teresa Grotano. My husband was just up here. We breed Irish Wolfhounds and Cavalier King Charles Spaniels for the last 35 years. And I want to reiterate what he says. You're using a sledgehammer when you
Thank
need
you.
A scalpel. You need a scalpel.
Leslie Braben from Mill Valley. I represent the Saluki Club of Greater San Francisco as a board member, the American Saluki Association, and the Saluki Club of America. And I'm an American Kennel Club licensed dog judge. And we adamantly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Debbie Gaylord. I'm from Yuba City, California. I show Siberian Huskies at AKC shows. I'm president of Two Cities Kennel Club and a past board member for Feather River Dog Training Club. And on behalf of the members of both of those clubs, I'm here to urge you to vote no.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, Rand Martin, today representing myself as a private citizen, opposed to this bill.
Thank you.
My name is Beth Shea from Fresno. I speak on behalf of the International Association of Assistant Dog Partners. I speak as an owner and breeder of working German Shepherds for 44 years. I speak of someone who has been involved in rescue of cat and dogs for 44 years. And most of all, I speak for my dog who would not be here if this bill was passed. I strongly oppose it, and I ask the committee to look at the official California statistics which give lie to the testimony by the proponent.
Thank you. Okay, if there are no further questions from the community members, I'm going to ask Assembly Member Levine to close. We had a total of 114 in opposition.
First of all, I'd like to commend the Saluki clubs. They seem to be very well represented today, which indicates to me they must have the best email distribution list. So, Mr. Chair, and members, Mr. Chair and members.
Excuse me, let's have some order so that the assembly member can close and we can proceed with the agenda. We have a full agenda this morning. Thank you for your cooperation.
I would like to thank you for your time and effort on this legislation. Thank the attention of the committee members and thank those on both sides of this issue who presented their testimony today. I recognize that you know, people can have differing opinions and be respectful about it, and I'd like to commend both the support and the opposition for that. Apologize. Apparently the microphone was too close. What I would like to close with is a few responses to some of the things that the witnesses in opposition said, and then a brief statement, and then finally a letter or excerpt from a letter from the mediator in Sacramento County. It's continually been a theme over the years that I've been working on this, that people stand up and say, I'm a responsible breeder, I'm a responsible breeder. This bill punishes the wrong people. No one has yet pointed out to me who the right people are to punish, and no one who said that has ever stood up and said, I'm an irresponsible breeder. I'd love to meet them, but clearly they're out there somewhere. Ask yourselves for a minute. You heard a lot of testimony from rescue groups and rescue clubs who are rescuing breed-specific dogs, and there were a lot of them today that even I'm not familiar with. What are they rescuing those animals from? Where are those animals being rescued from? They're not rescuing them from your home. They're not rescuing them from my home. They're rescuing from somewhere. They're going into the shelters, and they're rescuing from the shelters. There are people who, and I appreciate their work, have an affinity for the animals, whatever the breed is, and they rescue and they try and place them. But the fact of the matter is, were they not in the shelters in the first place, we wouldn't need a rescue club. There was one witness who made a statement that says, well, this bill would still require us to go get a permit. And I think that's the crux of the problem, because if you read the legislation, all of the members have the proposed amendments in front of them. There are exemptions for those who can get a permit, and I will read briefly. It says, the cat or dog has earned, or if under 2 years old, is in the process of earning a confirmation, obedience, agility, carting, herding, protection, rally, sporting, working, or other title from an approved purebred registry association. Further goes on to state, the dog is appropriately trained and meets the definition of a guide dog, service dog, or signal dog as set forth. And then finally, the dog is trained or is documented as having been appropriately trained and actively used by law enforcement agencies for law enforcement and rescue activities. So many of the concerns that were put forth are specifically addressed in exemptions for the bill. It simply takes the act of going to the animal control and obtaining the permit. They don't want to do this because they're afraid that they're going to end up having to pay taxes and become part of the system. And right now, if you look in the back of the paper on any given day, particularly Saturdays and Sundays, as several of the witnesses said, you will find dogs and cats for sale anything from $200 to $2,500. And ask yourself how much those people pay in taxes. Are they part of the system? If there is a legitimate person doing legitimate activity, there is an exemption for them in this bill if they so choose to have it. There is a crisis in California of a fiscal and humanitarian nature. We spend $250 million each year. The cost from the state to local governments is the third largest state reimbursable mandate on the local government mandates for the shelter costs. We euthanize 500,000 animals a year. I have tried for a number of years to put forth proposals that address various aspects of this legislation, and I have continually met with opposition. Clearly, we have a large number of supporters behind us. Most of the respected organizations in the state of California, from the Humane Society to the SPCA to the California Veterinary Medical Association to the people on the front line, the animal control officers, are supporting this legislation because they understand its impact. And I'm going to leave you with this. Sacramento County Board of Supervisors recently put forth an ordinance to require some spay and neuter practices here in their county with some fees attached. Prior to doing that, they asked a mediator to come in and mediate between the county and the opposition. The mediator is L. Michael Tompkins, EDD mediator. The letter is dated April 3rd, 2007, and I will close with this. On January 22, 2007, I was officially hired to, quote, provide mediation services to work with interested parties to air their concerns and oversee a process to achieve an equitable resolution with respect to divergent viewpoints of the Department of Animal Care and Regulations proposed animal overpopulation ordinance. In his summary of findings, there is little possibility of finding ground, a common ground between the two camps. Evidence. A. While those opposed frequently cite, quote, irresponsible breeders as the problem, they refuse to participate in a discussion designed to define and distinguish responsible from irresponsible breeders. B. When an individual opposed to the ordinance suggested that a breeder's license as an alternative, the group retorted in choral speaking, no, when asked by the facilitator if they would accept that. C. One participant who attended the coalition meetings was asked if he would support the ordinance if license fees were not raised. He said no. Those who oppose do not believe there's an overpopulation problem. Their acknowledgement that there was at the end of the evening very gratuitous and conflicts with every other comment made at the meeting on the phone, in person, with the consultant, and in all correspondence. Close with this last point. The opposition is vehemently opposed to any regulation whatsoever regarding breeding rights. To them, mediation means withdrawing the ordinance and a confession by a woman whose name I will omit, that she is incompetent, the shelter is poorly run, and the coalition is thinly disguised as an animal rights conspiracy to eliminate pet ownership. The evidence that the mediator, not me, not my supporters, the county-hired mediator cites is a review of the correspondent and comments at the session implying ulterior motives, plus nearly all those interviewed said as much. There is clearly a problem. The people in opposition don't want to help solve this problem. They just want to end this legislation. We have brought together a very large and responsible coalition of people in support. We place the responsibility on the pet owners where it belongs. This is a common sense solution that has been proven to be effective in a number of places. I will be asking in 2 weeks for your I vote, and we hope to present you with additional information in those 2 weeks. I thank you, and I thank the committee for their time and diligence.
Okay, thank you, Assemblymember Levine. If you will stay there, I believe you have an additional agenda item AB.
Forgot about the second.
922. But before we proceed, I just want to state for the record that this agenda item will be continued. AB 1634 is continued to 9 o'clock on April 24th, or at an appropriate time which the chair and the committee may so designate. Mr. Assemblymember Levine, are you ready to proceed with Assembly Bill 922?
I am. We only have slightly more witnesses.
Excuse me. Let's just take a 1 minute. And those of you that have to leave, just go ahead. We thank you for your patience and your cooperation. We know that many of you have traveled great distances to be with us today, and we thank you so much for your passion and your concerns. Please, can you, we're going to start in about 30 seconds, so if you could kindly, if you have to leave or you can choose to stay. After Assembly Bill 922 is heard, we will be proceeding to Assembly Bill 107.